Hey, I'm finally gonna do this AMA thing. Thanks for giving me questions. There's some interesting ones. And I combine a few that were pretty similar. And I'll probably have a wank when I get to the more intimate ones. You might hate me after this. You know, I can get a bit rambly. And I do tend to drift off, so this could be interesting, or it could be very, very dull. Let's get into the important questions. Weighted blankets, yes or no? No. Question two, dogs or cats? Dogs, all of the time, dogs. I have always had dogs. Since I was a kid, God, I had four dogs at one stage this year. Yes, dogs, always dogs. Wine or liquor? Nowadays, probably liquor. I go quality over quantity, I guess. I like a strong, okay, really strong, really neat, interesting cocktail, something super strong that you can sip. Yeah, and I drank pretty fast and pretty hard in my youth, and yeah, I can't do that anymore. Don't mind a nice whiskey, like an Irish whiskey. None of your crazy sweet stuff. Yeah, give me a Jameson's. Or a Japanese whiskey, that can be nice. Something to sip. Another booze question, wine or beer? Again, wine once upon a time, but now beer, definitely. It can get pretty hot where I live. I do think that beer is an excellent drink on a hot summer's afternoon. Yeah, Australians like their booze. A bit too much, in my opinion. Yeah. What is the most interesting thing that you have read or heard this week? That is a good question, and I struggle to answer this because I read quite a lot, and pretty widely. Well, I read a pretty shit fact this week that stuck in my head about microplastics and pollution, and I was not aware that the single largest contributing factor to microplastic in the world's oceans and waterways is people washing synthetic fabrics at home. So like every time you chuck your shitty cheap fashion or your synthetic workout clothes, you're just like flooding waterways with microplastics. I think that's quite scary. Obviously they get into the food chain, and not only do we end up fucking up plankton and fish, whatever, but we're also fucking ourselves up because ingesting microplastics, bad, carcinogenic, toxic, not fucking cool. So I found that really interesting in a scary way, but also learned that there's an easy fix for it. Apparently you can get an aftermarket filter to add onto your washing machine that filters out that stuff. I don't know, I haven't really looked into that, but it sounds definitely worth doing, and it does sound like something that should be kind of mandated for all new washing machines, I reckon. It just kind of makes sense. But the other option, better option, is to just stop buying so much synthetic, cheap, throwaway fashion. Yeah. Okay. What else? Do you have any celebrity crushes? If so, who? Yes, I do, actually. Tom Hardy. Definitely Tom Hardy. I went and saw the new Venom movie the other week. which is a bit of a fucking mess. No surprises there. But Tom Hardy's great. I love Tom Hardy. Watched a couple of interviews with him. One of those ones where he's playing with dogs. Yeah, I like him. He's hot as fuck. He hasn't fixed his teeth despite being a global celebrity. He's kept his teeth the way they are. If you haven't seen the movie he starred in about the Kray twins, they're gangsters. God, I think it was like the 60s in London, in the East End. You really should. I was kind of blown away by how good his acting was. I was very impressed. Not just a pretty face. If you could swap lives with someone for a day, who would it be and why? I don't know. I can't think of any one person. Maybe like a Buddhist monk or someone who has a very clear and focused mind. My brain's very full, 95% of the time, and very busy and very loud, and I think it'd be really nice to just swap lives for a day with someone who's very still and very mindful. I would like that. Yeah. Or a dude who's really comfortable with his body and himself and would be happy to lie around and masturbate for a day and maybe go out and have some really excellent sex. That'd be great. I'd definitely do that. Next question. What is something you would like to learn or wish you were better at? I'd love to learn to play the piano. I don't know how to play the piano. I'd love to. I played instruments as a child, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years as a child, but I didn't pursue it. It'd be awesome to play the piano. I really like it. It's such a full sound, and maybe one day. I also, God, I went on a music camp once when I was about 10 or 11. I was an older girl that I went to school with, and she was super straight and super mousy. And I knew she played instruments, but I didn't know she could sing. And I think we were practicing for a performance at the end in the choir, and she was a soloist, and she started singing, and I was fucking blown away because she had the most just absolutely glorious voice. It was so beautiful, and I was just fucking dazzled. I'd love to be able to sing like that. I'd love to be able to sing and make people feel the same way, but I can't. I'm a terrible singer. I have a horrible voice. Fucking horrible. Okay, what are your three favorite swear words? Easy. Cunt, fuck, and cockwomble. Do you enjoy raw cookie dough? Nope. I remember I went to the supermarket. Here's another tangent. I went to the supermarket once a couple of years ago, and there were a couple of teenage boys who I think had just come from a footy game by the looks of them. And they're walking out of Coles, and each of them had like a liter of chocolate milk. And God, I think one of them had a packet of chips, and the other had one of those rolls, like plastic rolls of pre-made cookie dough. And he just tore into the packaging, ripped it down, and just started eating this cookie dough like it was a sausage. I thought that was fucking disgusting. Teenage boys, what are you like? Okay, next. Are you from New Zealand? No, I am not. I am from Australia. How old are you? Probably older than you. I reckon I'm well into What would be categorized as MILF in porn? Yeah. Older than you, but clearly not old enough to know better. Are you attached? Yes, I am. I am attached. What's your love language? Hang on, I'm going to Google this. I've heard of that concept, but I'm not really familiar with it. Hang on, a bit of pause. I will come back. I will look into this. I'm back. I just jumped online and did a quiz. My love language, or rather my primary love language, is physical touch, followed by words of affirmation. And receiving gifts is down the bottom with just 3%. So there you go. I don't know much about it. I don't know if there is any value in that, but there you go. What is your most treasured possession? I like that question. I have lots of things that I really treasure. But I think my absolute most treasured things are like my grandfather. My paternal grandfather was in the Royal Navy in World War II. He was English, and he was in Java in Indonesia at one stage, and he bought these beautiful carved timber masks of a local royalty. So I inherited those when my grandmother died, and they're really absolutely beautiful. They're just, I think they're made out of rosewood, and they're really gorgeous. And I didn't know my granddad. He actually died before I was born, long before I was born. Yeah, I like the story attached to them. And the family connection, as well as the fact that they're just really beautiful objects. That's probably it. Another possession that I really love is a book that belonged to my mum. Yeah, I grew up like before smartphones were a thing, and before a really easy internet access was a thing. So I kind of worked my way through all of the books in the house, and I found the Penguin book of literary erotica, which is just a huge big paperback of literary smut, and some of it was way too wordy for me. I just skipped the really, really porny bits, the really explicit bits. And it was kind of cool because siblings and I think we all kind of ducked in and out, and some days you wouldn't be able to find it on the shelf, and then it'd be back the next day. And there are a few sections that were really dog-eared, and they were the ones that were straight to it. Yeah, so I treasure that book a lot. Good question. Very good question. What do you like to do when you don't feel like doing anything? Masturbating and sleeping. I can sleep any time of day or night. What makes you laugh? English comedy, Brit comedy, Black Books, the IT Crowd, Matt Berry, anything with Matt Berry, Taika Waititi. So What We Do in the Shadows. I love What We Do in the Shadows. Some of the old school Australian comedy, like Degeneration, some of the old fast forward stuff, like anything with Jane Turner, maybe Ferret and Michelle. Australian people out there, you'll know what I'm talking about. What else have I got? What is the one thing you are most passionate about? Oh, this is hard. I read this one earlier and it's really, really difficult because, like I said, with a busy brain, I'm passionate about a lot of things. Yeah, it shits me when people aren't passionate about things. I wasn't sure how to answer this. I wasn't sure whether I should give you an answer that I think you want to hear, but I won't. I'm going to give you one that I reckon most of you are probably going to want to skip this, but I'm passionate about my job, and by extension, I am passionate about socialized healthcare. It's hard to articulate how strongly I feel that everyone, in a quote unquote civilized society, deserves the right to healthcare, to equitable healthcare. There's so much judgment and so much, I don't know. I don't want to alienate any of you guys that are listening, but I'll shut up now. Okay. What is your unpopular opinion? I don't know. I've got it. What is your unpopular opinion? Tax. I pay a shitload of tax, and I'm okay with that. I got a stable, well-paying job, and yeah, I think it's rad. Yay. Very unpopular, I know, but okay. Let's move away from unsexy stuff. I have loosely collated questions relating to sex, which there are a few. Hang on, I have a break first. Back in a sec.